I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 21st, 2020. Microsoft has backported WSL2 to earlier key Windows 10 releases. Many enterprises will have standardized on last year's May or November Windows updates, so the move will likely bring far more access to WSL2 within the corporate environment. While the backport is only available to users running 64-bit versions of Windows on x86 hardware, it will happily coexist alongside the original iteration of Windows Subsystem for Linux, allowing users to choose whichever best suits their needs. It's currently unclear whether upcoming WSL2 features, such as support for GPU acceleration and graphical applications, will ever make it into the backport, but Microsoft's Craig Lowen has said that the team is investigating the possibility. Unity Technologies has become a corporate patron of the Blender Development Fund. The Danish-American game development company has pitched in at the highest level of sponsorship offered by Blender and is set to contribute over 120,000 euros a year to the organization. Unity's support has boosted the project's income to well over $100,000 per month and will help Blender maintain its goal of having 20 developers working full-time on its codebase. A spat over funding between two government-financed soft power organizations has escalated into a legal battle. The Open Technology Fund is suing the U.S. Agency for Global Media over its refusal to pass on around $20 million of congressionally appropriated funds. The OTF helped support activist journalists in nations not traditionally seen as friendly towards the United States, partly by providing funds to anti-censorship security-focused projects such as WireGuard, Tor, and the Reproducible Builds project. We reported back in June on concerns within the OTF that new management at the Agency for Global Media might want to take their funding in a different direction. And with apparently no money having changed hands since then, the Open Technology Fund is launching a lawsuit to recover what it believes is rightfully owed. Meanwhile, the Agency for Global Media looks to be ghosting the OTF entirely and has revived a dormant organization called the Office of Internet Freedom, through which it has made two initial grants to enhanced VPN providers that are currently proving popular with dissidents in Belarus and China. The Open Source Initiative has announced that Deb Nicholson has been appointed as its new interim general manager. Nicholson is a former staff member at the FSF who later became community outreach director at the Open Invention Network and then made a similar role her own at the Software Freedom Conservancy. She succeeds Patrick Masson, who had been in the post for the last 7 years, and is joining the OSI just as it is embarking on an attempt to redefine its place in the modern open source world. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/191. We'll be back on Monday.